insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Brothers and sisters, I would like to welcome you all to the program. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to have a better understanding of a few more of the verses of the Holy Quran. But first, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وقلنا يا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة وكلا منها رغدا حيث شئتما ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين فأذلهما الشيطان عنها فأخرجهما مما كانا فيه وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌّ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ.
We are explaining the number of verses that describe the setting in which Adam was created. And I would like to add in this session that, as I said in previous sessions as well, that these verses are telling us about the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had on us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how can you reject faith in Him and how can you disobey Him? He is the one who has given you all of these blessings. He does not need you. Why would He command you to do something that would not benefit you? And you cannot benefit Him. So the only reason why He's telling you that you should be obedient to Him is for you to be a better human being, for you to be a good human being, and to benefit yourself, not benefit Him. So in this setting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the creation of human beings. He explained that first, when the angels were told, they couldn't understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to create a being on earth that would be His representative, because being on earth meant that some of these beings, or all of them, are going to be shedding blood and corruption, and representing God means that they're going to be representing the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the good traits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not corruption. So they thought themselves were more worthy of being the representatives of God out of all creation and not human beings that were going to be creations on earth. So after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them that Adam is superior, he's got a level of understanding that even the angels didn't have, He told the angels and Iblis to prostrate to Him, and Iblis at that point refused and acted arrogantly. Now I wanted to explain that this story of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the angels and to Iblis to prostrate to Adam has been mentioned a number of times in the Holy Quran, and sometimes with more detail, as for example, after Iblis refused and acted arrogantly, he was told to leave and his life was going to be taken, but he asked for a chance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was given that chance, and so on and so forth, which when we get to those verses, inshallah, we'll be explaining. But because these verses are not trying to get into that detail, the detail that they're trying to get to is the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had on human beings. It's describing how they were created. So they were created and put in the Garden of Eden, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ. We said, O Adam, dwell with your mate in paradise, or the Garden of Eden, as it's known in the Christian texts. Which I would also like to say that Al-Jannah is not referring to the paradise that we will be moving to after this life. Anyhow, and then he was told, or they were told, وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا, and eat thereof freely whensoever you wish, but do not approach this tree. A particular tree told, or a particular plant was told to Adam not to be eaten, and you should not. It says, don't get close to it, which means that you shouldn't eat from it, as other verses have indicated. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned them that if you do that, you will be oppressing, And we explained that that oppression, as will come in the next verse, is oppressing themselves. They would be doing wrong and bad to themselves. So the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَزَلَّهُمَا الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَا فِيهِ. Then Satan caused them to stumble from it, and he dislodged them from what they were in. وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ. And we said, get down, being enemies of one another. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ. On the earth shall be your abode and sustenance for a time. So, in that Garden of Eden, أَزَلَّهُمَا الشَّيْطَانِ. Shaytan, which is Iblis, that was called Shaytan because the mischief that he was doing. Shaytan is a mischievous person. Someone that causes corruption and mischief is called Shaytan. And so, Iblis from here on is called Shaytan. So, Shaytan, or Satan, caused them to stumble from it, stumble from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He caused them to shake and not obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَزَلَّهُمَا, and because of that, فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَ فِيهِ, and he dislodged them because of that from what they were in. This is the oppression that was talked about in the previous verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't take from that plant, you will be oppressing yourself. In that paradise, you had a nice setting, you were very comfortable, you didn't have any animosity amongst yourselves, it was the two of you. If you eat from that, the result of it is, the inevitable consequence of it is that you will have to leave. There's a lot of details in explaining some of these verses which are not suitable for the sessions that we are recording today. I would definitely recommend those who are interested in more detail to refer to commentaries on the Holy Quran, especially that of Al-Mizan. So once they did that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, well, now you leave. Not that they have to leave because they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the inevitable consequence. It's like, you know, when you take poison, it's not like someone tells you, now you die. No, that's what happens. That's what poison does. This tree was such that if you eat from it, then you can't stay here anymore. You will realize your animalistic side, which will prepare you for going to the earth. Now, a point that I wanted to mention, a couple points about this story that I would have to emphasize, because there's other versions of this in other religions. We don't believe that human beings were created to live in that Garden of Eden. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create them for that. At the beginning, if you remember, in verse 30, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started mentioning this, He said that, إِنِّي جَعْلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Okay, I will put on the earth a representative. Okay, so that garden was not on the earth. Okay, so Adam and Eve were created in the first place to be placed on earth, not on that Garden of Eden. That was somewhat a median between when they were created and before going to earth. They would have to stay there for a while. And for them to go to earth, they would have to eat from that. In other words, they would have to eat from that to be able to go to the earth. Of course, because their settings were better, they were more comfortable in that Garden of Eden, they were told not to eat from this. When you do, you're going to be oppressing yourself, you're going to be deprived of this, you're going to be moved to earth. And on earth, there's going to be hardship. So, the version that, why did our parents, Adam and Eve, make us leave paradise? Well, we were supposed to leave paradise. We weren't supposed to be there in the first place. Like, that's not where we were meant to live for the rest of our lives. The other point that is interesting, the verse says, is فَأَزَلَّهُمَا الشَّيْطَانِ. Both of them were caused to stumble by Shaytan. This verse does not say that Eve was fooled first by Shaytan in believing that this is going to be benefiting them. And then Eve fooled Adam, and all of this sin, as some religions like Christianity says or believes in, this sin is caused by Eve. So the sinfulness of human beings is believed to have been caused by women, by Eve. This is not what the Holy Quran tells us. The Holy Quran says that that Shaytan fooled the two of them. Okay, now I want to mention this, that there are some narrations in our books of hadith that indicate pretty close to the Christian narration of that of this story, that Eve was the one that ate from it first, or was fooled first, and then Adam was fooled by Eve. But I would like to emphasize to the listeners that the issue of hadith and narrations is very different than accepting the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran was a book of revelation that was sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and was protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and generation upon generation these exact words were given down to where we are in time right now. However, narrations do not have the same story. Many of the narrations, we only have one narrator. One particular individual says that I've heard this from the Prophet. Okay, and the people that we have gotten that narration from may not be very authentic people. We know for a fact in history that there were people that purposely added and fabricated narrations from the Prophet for their own worldly benefits, to gain some worldly benefits, they would have to fabricate these narrations and these sayings from the Holy Prophet. So those ahadith, if anyone wants to refer and look at the ahadith and try to see what the narrations that we have, the sayings that we have from the Ahlul Bayt and the Holy Prophet are, they need to be very careful. They need to be equipped with the tools to be able to identify what is authentic and what is not before they can refer to that. And just opening up one of those books and picking out a hadith and saying, this is what the Prophet said, this is not right, because we really don't know if the Prophet has actually said that or not. There are tools, there are ways for us to be able to identify if this is actually an authentic narration or it is not. So the verse tells us that they were fooled by Iblis, they were fooled by Shaytan. The other point that I want to mention about this is that regardless of, let's say, even if in this story it was Eve that was first fooled, that doesn't mean that Adam does not have responsibility. Adam had his own understanding, he's his own personality, he's got his own responsibility. He understands that God has told him that you don't eat from it. It doesn't matter if Iblis tells him to eat from it or Eve tells him to eat from it. All right, he was responsible for what he did, and she was responsible for what she did. There are other points in this verse that inshallah I would have to leave for the following session. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a better understanding of his book. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. الله حمدا لله الله سبحان الله
Allah hamdan lillah, Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdan lillah. Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdan lillah, Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdan lillah.